Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Volition Rx, a multinational epigenetics company revolutionizing cancer diagnosis with the development of simple, easy-to-use, cost-effective blood tests involving a range of cancers and other diseases. Volition's clinical trials in human health have shown promising results in detecting several cancer types, including colorectal, lung, and a variety of bloodborne cancers. Volition Rx. Web address, volition.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine crisis in Italy, in the beautiful Lake Como region. The news report, in these last days, Italian anti-war protesters vandalized the Lake Como villas, more than one, of one of the Kremlin's chief propagandists, starting a fire in one property and pouring red paint in the pool of another. The man at issue is a media personality in the Russia, someone who said to be, through his remarks, 58 years old, Soloviev, very supportive of the Kremlin and of the war. Right now, these two villas, said to be worth 8 million euros together, are in the possession of the Italian government since last month, part of the Italian government's move against many of the oligarchs who either have villas or huge yachts somewhere in Italy or tied up with Italy. To help me understand this story and what it means about the leadership in Rome, Mario Draghi is quoted as saying that the revelations from Ukraine have deeply shaken our souls. I welcome Lorenzo Fiore, the executive director of the Ansaldo Foundation. Lorenzo, these moves against Russian oligarchs, I'm going to assume that these oligarchs are not welcome again in Italy. At the same time, Italy is going to endure reversals because of the war, not only because of the energy question, more expensive energy and needing new sources of energy, but also because tourism is at least 10% of the GDP of Italy recovering from the pandemic, and Russian tourists are not likely to appear again soon. So I begin with this villa story because it's colorful. This appears to get a lot of attention in Italy. Is it supported by the public? Is Mr. Draghi being celebrated because he's moved so effectively to take possession of these properties? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Yes, this is news that is occupying the page of our newspaper, is on all the channel on the web, radio, web TV, and so on, regarding the vandalization of these two villas that were already under temporary confiscation by the Italian government. They are located in a very, very nice area of the north of Italy, north of Milan, not very far from Milan, just 1 hour driving. The Lake of Como is well known to tourists, particularly the American are frequent tourists in the Bellagio, which is a fronting Bellagio, where one of these villas is located. The other villa is located north of this lake, just fronting the famous Rhetic Mountains, a part of our Alps, which divide Italy from Switzerland. And what I can tell you is the result of some analysis made by the investigators that, of course, these two vandalization were made by the same hands. because the paint being used for writing on the wall or dropping to the swimming pool is the same. And the other important element from the investigation is that very likely has been made by Russian dissident. No war, of course, because the right on the wall clearly address and hand which normally used to write Cyrillic letter, although this been used, of course, our alphabet. So this is the first evidence. Mr. Draghi is pressing the Italian to think about how to save energy. You know that in the past interviews we spoke about our dependency from gas supply from Russia. And of course, in order to, let's say, reduce our money that goes into the Russian pocket, and of course this goes to support the war from the Russian side, Mr. Draghi is saying, I think that we should start thinking how to give up to some comfort in the winter time, reducing our temperature in our house, and in the summertime, reducing, increasing the level of temperature in our house, in the public office, everywhere, also cutting the use of lights at night, not so many as we are used. You know that Italy, if you have a satellite image, is one of the most lighted part of Europe in this, let's say, incredible map. So there are a lot of ethical discussion regarding how our behavior vis-a-vis what we are doing in terms of buying gas from Russia and try to reduce this, let's say, amount.
In a press conference, Mr. Draghi was asked about your natural gas imports from Russia and the question of an embargo. If Russia imposes an embargo, can you sustain Italy? And can you cut off the natural gas? The conversation went like this. Mr. Draghi has a talent of speaking rhetorically. We ask ourselves if the price of gas can be traded with peace. Faced with these two options, what do we prefer, peace or heating or air conditioning? On for the whole summer. I would put it under these terms. What do you say if you ask yourself that question? Do you prefer peace or air condition on? That's the question we should ask ourselves. At the same time, Lorenzo, I read that Mr. Draghi is taking this opportunity to tell the public that they're going to pick up the pace of investing in renewables and green energy. Is that popular in Italy?
Absolutely, absolutely. And this was also popular before the war started. You know that we are under this very large European project called Resilience and Restart. It's a national project for Italy that is in Europe, across the 27 European countries, the largest in terms of money that is going to be invested. And of course, there are two major elements of investment. One is digitalization, so the transformation of our, let's say, model, governance, business, using more and more the digital technology. On the other side is the transition to the green, and so reduce the CO2 and whatever is related to fossil supply of fossil natural supply. And in such a case, increase the number of photovoltaic, the numbers of wind turbine, and so on. Now, the money is there. The problem is how can we accelerate this project in order to become independent in terms of percentage vis-a-vis what we buy from Russia in 2 years from now. This is clearly a big challenge because 2 years is a very short time, taking into account that the implementation of this infrastructure require, of course, a lot of fulfillment of bureaucratic procedure. And by the way, the situation is not helping because the cost of the supply of the various material that are needed to build this infrastructure is increasing day by day because of this critical situation. So it's not really a problem easy to be solved. There are too many variables that Mr. Draghi had to address and try to find a very smart solution. He's a smart guy. So we do hope that he will have a smart answer to all these questions.
The war comes to Italy. But Lorenzo, just a note here, we have less than a minute. Lake Como, you tell me it's very beautiful when you visit and when we talk there. Without Russian tourists, there's more room for American tourists. Is that correct? Celebrating Lake Como.
There is more room. Well, you know, the Russian goes to the Lake of Como, but let me tell you that Lake of Como, I know it very well, and it's beautiful. So don't forget to visit the Lake of Como, Menaggio, Bellagio, Tremezzo. They are beautiful villa, and it's beautiful in all the season, but the springtime is the most beautiful because all the blossom, plenty of flowers of different colors with this blue of the lake, which is very shining, and you have fronting the Alps covered cap by snow. So what I can tell you that this area is more visited by Americans and Japanese. But what, less by Russia.
Wonderful. Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation in Italy. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.